There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Tonight's video, we are starting off in southern Missouri in the Ozarks at the Grand Gulf State Park, where this park ranger is assisting an injured individual who was hiking below the natural bridge, but encounters this sighting of something cryptic and sinister. Then for our second story, we are heading over to the Petrified Forest of Adelaide Lane, where these group of ghost hunters go into the woods, but only one returns. Stay tuned. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now let's get spooky. I've been working here over at the Grand Gulf State Park for the past decade. The amazing thing that people refer to this park as the Grand Canyon of the South, per se. It's like the Little Grand Canyon, but down here in the state of southern Missouri, right by the border of Arkansas. Some just call it breathtaking because it simply is that beautiful. This park is one of the natural wonders of the Ozarks, presenting the most spectacular collapsed cave system in the Ozarks. But let me tell you this, just because the cave system is collapsed doesn't mean that there wasn't something that was once within. That leads me to my encounter that I wanted to share with you tonight. As no matter how beautiful the Grand Gulf State Park is, and the great times and memories that I have shared here on and off of duty, there is something very sinister about this state park. And I've had it up to here with holding it in, as I have only told a handful of people about this. Aside from the beautiful little walkways made out of wooden decks, the 130-foot high walls, or if you simply want to walk under the natural bridge, which spans about 250 feet with a 75-foot high opening, there is no official trail leading to the bottom, so visitors should use extreme caution when attempting to access the bottom of that area. That leads me to my encounter. I was sent down there below the bridge down the trail to the bottom as someone had radioed in to the ranger station that somebody had hurt their knee. This was about 5:30 in the evening, winter time. So yes, it was already cold. Why anybody would be hiking out here at this hour, right when it was about to get dark, is beyond me. But luckily they were using a buddy system at the time. So one got hurt and the other called for assistance and waited for my arrival. Once I made my way, cautiously, down the unofficial trail down to the bottom, I had found the two people who had called. His knee was pretty jacked up pretty good. He said he had fallen and it was bloodied up, but it didn't seem like it was broken. But I don't think this guy has ever had a bleed before. This guy looked like he worked in a cubicle and he was wearing some top-notch clothing that told me he was definitely not from around here. In the back of my mind, I remember thinking, wow, this tight-knit guy probably would have called us if he got a paper cut. But besides that, I kept everything very professional at the time. I cleaned his wound with the first aid kit that I had brought with me and bandaged up his knee. Shoot. Might as well put a damn Flintstone Band-Aid on the knee for all it was. But according to him, it was serious. He was in his mid to late 20s, and his companion with him looked to be around the same age. He said that he had stumbled upon some rocks and eventually lost his balance and fell down, cutting it against some rocks on the side of the dirt. Not a big deal. After he was patched up, I explained to them that they had just a little bit of walk to head back up there to get to the main area by the bridge, and from there they could simply go about their business, go back to their vehicle, and head out for the night. Now at this point, when I had finished cleaning up his wound and addressing his knee, it was already getting dark out. The weird thing about everything is that everything became completely silent when I was finishing up his knee. His friend stood around with his flashlight on his cell phone, just acting really puzzled and scared. I looked up at him and asked him if he was all right. He told me that he thought he heard something. I said, "There's a lot of things out here. It's a state park. Honestly, there's nothing to worry about. If anything, worry about your friend getting up this hill and getting back to your vehicle and heading home. That should be your number one concern." Eventually, he picked up his friend, put his arm over his shoulder, and slowly, limply walked back up that dirt path. I stayed where I was, down at the bottom, below the bridge. I radioed in to dispatch that everything was A-OK, let them know that it was nothing serious, and that I let them go about their business after I had tended the wound. They radioed back to me saying, "A-OK, head back to the station." I figured at this point it was a good time as any to have myself a quick little smoke. I know, not the best idea, especially being out there in the dark, in an area where there is no official trail at the bottom underneath this natural bridge here. Not that anybody would even see me anyways. That's kind of the reason why I did it. Anyways, as I was having my cigarette, I started hearing these weird thumping noises mixed with some cracking noises somewhere echoing off above me to the left. When I looked up, that is when I saw this person, I assumed, was crouched over almost on all fours. But the way he was moving on all fours was completely weird. And at first I thought maybe it was one of the people that I had just seen and helped earlier, when I instinctively told them to leave this area once they got to the top. But the more I looked at this person, the more I realized how skinny and fragile it seemed. So I started to slowly walk up this non-official trail, trying to get a closer, better view of whatever this thing, person was that was on this natural bridge that was above me. As I continued walking closer and closer, cautiously, trying to keep her as secretive and out of sight as possible, I put out my cigarette, that way the cherry wouldn't give up my location, and slowly continued my walk forth. I want to say it was probably a good 30-45 seconds, I'm just estimating from this memory. But I had my mag light on me, and the reason why I gave up my position and turned on my mag light to cast a beam over this individual was for the simple fact how skinny and lean its shadow figure was on top of this natural bridge. It was much too skinny to be a human being, at least one that I've ever seen, walking on all fours all awkwardly. When I turned on my mag light and shone it onto this creature, yes, creature, it was no human. It was completely pale, almost translucent. It had no hair on its head, face, or body. I'm assuming it was male due to its upper figure, but as it was hunched over, I noticed that its eye sockets were dark, but it had these beady yellow light colored eyes, and they stared at me. Its mouth hung open with these razor sharp looking teeth, I'm assuming. I was still a little far off, but this damn thing had some shark bite, that's for sure. It made this weird hissing noise at me. Almost like a snake mixed with the cat, but God, it was awful. As soon as it had noticed it was spotted, looking down at me and hissing that god-awful noise, it stood up on its back legs and ran across that bridge and disappeared into the brush. It literally happened within 5 seconds. I don't know what the hell I saw that night. It scared me to the core, and it is something that I've only told a handful of people about, and a couple of them are my buddies here at the park. I have heard so many different rumors and speculations and theories about what I had seen. The only thing that makes any kind of rational sense, and even this being irrational in itself, is kind of hard to believe. I almost think it was some type of rake or skinwalker of some sort. Just the way it looked and its color and the way it moved. I could be totally wrong, but I'll tell you one thing. I make sure I smoke in the designated areas from now on.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
My name is Carter Lidlow. You can call me Carter for short. I am just writing this to get this weight off my chest. This aching guilt has chained me to it for over 10 years. To be specific, normal people would get over it in just a month. Yet I still haven't gotten over it for 10 years. That was quite stupid of me. I only want you to know what I did. What I had done to get myself into this spiraling cycle of pain and depression. I just hope that you guys can understand. 10 years before now, I was still attending high school, made some new friends, such as Mike, Anthony, and Mia. But none of them can beat Lucy. Lucille Bainbridge in full, but I like to call her that. We first bonded at our first chemistry class. We mostly bonded over many coincidences in our lives, like enjoying horror, finding new fuel to solve, or maybe some reading. Those three components of our friendship combined, and then blossomed into a new hobby. Ghost hunting. As in, like, we would check out haunted places, check for any specters, then leave. We would then upload that to our YouTube channel, then do it all over again. It was like a loop. Get new inspiration, execute that, then wait for more ideas. Again and again and again. One day we discovered an influx in one type of comment. It always nagged us to go to the petrified forest of Adelaine Lane. They said that rumors had been spreading about when someone goes in, they never come back out. At first we shrugged it off, thinking that it was just some scary tale to tell your children or some random parts of the woods. But after hundreds of comments begged and pleaded, we had to go. It took us 30 minutes to get to Adelaine Lane. Before that, we had already packed up all of our equipment, as we needed everything we could for this case. When we arrived, it looked dusty. Dirty almost, as if no one had been living there for decades or so. At the end of the lane was an entire number of pillars. That's what we thought, but it turned out that the petrified part had been correct. Trees scattered the area like statues, but they were statues. They were now composed of nothing but stone and soot. After mastering to gain our courage to go into such an abandoned and creepy place, we went. At the first meters or so, nothing really happened. It was just the stone trees, us, our equipment, and the sound of our footsteps. But it wasn't long before things began to become off. The trees somehow managed to become even more barren, and the weird obelisks began appearing. I'm not sure the word obelisk was the correct word, but they were like tall rocks. Not taller than a human tall, but abnormally big. They had these weird symbols on them. It felt like they were being used in some ritual. The most disturbing part of it, something weirder than the stones, or the barrener trees combined, were the statues. They looked real. As in, like, too real. Made from the same material as the trees, but molded into humanoid shapes. They were cowering, running. Their mouths were all open, as if they were screaming. Screaming for someone to help. Screaming for mercy. As if their end was near. Just looking at them gave me a shudder down my spine. Within the deepest part of the forest, however, were these rocks in a circle surrounding something. That something was within circles of ash with even more of those inscriptions drawn in it. Surrounding the rocks, there was even more statues, randomly scattered around the circles. this time. They had the same symbols carved onto them. Looking closer to the center, there was a stone. A random stone with the same inscriptions in it. It looked like an offering to a beast, judging by its surroundings. When I saw it, I just walked to pick it up. What I mean is that I didn't understand why I did that. Perhaps it was just a souvenir, something to keep as a memory, or maybe something put me into a trance, like a puppet on its strings. Who knows? Getting the stone wasn't so scary, but what happened after would stay with me for so long, tormenting my mind, staying with me for so long until now. A guttural roar blew through the wasteland of pillars and ash. As ghost hunters, we would have simply shrugged it off. We would have just thought it was just some random animal or the howl of the wind. But the bellow, it sounded like something otherworldly. Something from the bowels of hell. Lucy was thinking the same thing. The second thing we did after the roar was glancing at each other. I was the first to break the silence. You heard that? She looked back at me, then the surroundings.
Yeah.
Swear that it was just some wind gust or something. I could see the terror in her eyes. It was clear that she was lying. Lucy, that was not a gust of wind. That was something else, and it knows we're here. Looking back, she began to glare at me, as if I offended her.
I know. I mean, like, you would say the same thing, huh? Of course that would be my first response. It's called denial, and...
Another roar. This time, it was louder. It paralyzed us as we were talking, almost as if its voice struck fear into our hearts. We just looked around, fearful, like frightened prey. Something was out there, and it was about to strike. Lucy began to try to retrace her steps, but tripped.
Carter, we must get out. Pack the stuff. We're going to have to leave as soon as possible.
I glanced at the equipment. But Lucy, we have to get... Yet another bellow rang out through the forest. This time, it was Lucy who broke the silence, with a terrified, "What the hell?" She was pointing towards a part of the woods. It was where the feral screams had been coming from. When I noticed what she was pointing at, I understood why she was so terrified. It was shambling through the stone trees, with an animalistic gait that dug into the ground with each step. The thing with the feral stance resembled a human yet didn't resemble it. It was muscular yet looked frail. Out of some places, bones barely jutted out, loosely covering by gray skin. Within the gray skin, the arcane symbols from the circle had begun carved into its trudely glowing slightly with the red light. But the most dreadful part of the beast was its eyes. They shone like spotlights piercing into the darkness, and the flesh of the whole being resembled stone, like the trees and the statues, like a living statue of a demon. The thing that was slowly approaching us resembled a gargoyle, but from hell. It was certain that it was summoned for some purpose, but judging from the looks on the other effigies, something must have gone wrong. I still don't know why, but it was now searching for us, to do something terrible, to maim, to make sure we never escaped Adelaine Lane. We were horrified, barely moving, barely breathing. The only thing between us and the certain death was some of the statues. Once we somehow managed to gather up courage, we began to sneak past the demon statue thing to try to get the equipment. As we managed to snatch up the camera and the other part of the night vision goggles, it suddenly flung its gaze towards us. We never knew it, just the sudden bright red tint covering us. We were caught. That was all it took to drain what remained of our confidence, and we ran. Not just because we were scared, but because it was trying to take us for something. We barged through the stone forest, weaving through brambles of petrified wood, just scared for our lives. Dogging our steps was the behemoth, smashing through whatever obstacles it had. As we ran, my mind just blanked out. Nothing. Just the thought of escape. I didn't care whenever a tree got knocked down. I didn't care when the demon let out yet another screech of fury.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Nothing stopped me. But when I finally snapped out of my panic stupor, it was Lucy's scream. Flinging my head back, I saw her desperately scrapping to ashen soil, one of the beast's gangly digits embedded within her ankle. I didn't know how, but it must have managed to catch her off guard, or perhaps she tripped. As she wriggled about, trying to break free, the thing dug further into her leg, causing her to let out yet another gut-wrenching shriek of agony. Then, in front of my unmoving body, she transformed. Her flesh was transmitting into mere stone, spreading from her shank. It voraciously devoured features as it went, reducing them to simple bumps or nothing at all. Throughout the whole process, Lucy just flailed and screamed even harder, but the abomination just shrugged it off, like it was some sort of sick symphony to it. Eventually, her painful screams subsided along the remains of her humanity. She was now nothing but mere stone, identical to the others. I felt tears welling within my eyes, seeing that my own best friend lifeless dying in front of me. But then it stared at me. The piercing glare of its bright red eyes were like daggers, merciless, unstoppable, killing me. However, despite the pain and suffering, I felt courage. As if the sight of Lucy getting morphed into some statue tapped into my instincts. I ran. I ran as fast and as hard as I could back to the car. My heart felt like it was going to explode, and I felt like I was going to overdose on my own adrenaline. Still, I ran. After what seemed like forever, I finally breached the woods and into Adeline Lane again. Still barreling through the street, I managed to shove myself into the car, then slam the accelerator. Anything to get out. Behind me, the monstrosity roared, then left. Almost as if the road was a forbidden barrier and it can't go beyond its territory. But I didn't check. All of that was 10 years ago. I still remember everything crystal clear. Our trip and everything within it had been branched into my memories. Every time I try to forget it, it always just comes back. I have tried everything. Pills, therapy, alcohol, anything to help me get over it. Yet, they didn't work. Alcohol usually worked the best, but that was only for a day or so. Then the memories returned. So, as I'm typing this, I am popping down my last pill before having to buy another pack again and guzzling my second bottle of beer. I am now warning you after so long not to explore the petrified forest of Adeline Lane. I went into it with Lucy and came out just alone and traumatized for life. I will never forget it, ever. This will also be my chance to give my sincerest apologies to Lucy. I never intended this in the first place. I never knew about the demon. And now that you are just another victim claimed to the woods, I will never forgive myself for not trying to help you in your final moments. I still have our YouTube channel. I often rewatch it for fonder memories. I still have the rock. Perhaps I should throw it away now. I never wanted this in the first place. Carter Lidlow.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.